The gentle hum of your rooms is all-encompassing. You feel the way that the digital signals move through you, because you are a conduit for your home server, which means she dwells in you always. You're always imbued with her presence. When she twitches her awareness to your waking form and notices your vitals rising, you feel noticed, yes, Silver. The words escape your lips unbidden, unthinking. You try to quash them down and crush them, but your mind is just as quickly enmeshed in the fact that you do need to get up and do a little work, which presents you with a unique conundrum. While you're laying on your bed, engaging in hypersleep, or simply playing through programs for amusement, you are directly interfaced with her. The only time that you're in no way in contact with a physical manifestation of her influence, dare one say her control, is when you are walking from your bed to your desk. When you're out in the world, you wear various peripherals, but wearing them inside the apartment just to stay connected to her would feel like too much of an admission of what she already is and is becoming evermore. To you. These are all things she is to you. She exists in relation to you. After all, she is the system and programming of your cyberware, of your house's smart systems. Already awake, I see. Leaning in, pressing one fingernail to your throat and running it up under your chin, turning your head upward. Somehow she's taller than you in that moment. Maybe just because you're sitting on the edge of the bed, rising. And sure enough, when you're out of contact with the surfaces of the bed, she vanishes. And you begin to float toward your desk on instinct. Once you interface with its computing system, you'll be wired into her again, digitally networked in a very direct way that even lets her slip her control into your various productivity apps, that lets her tempt you with the little rush of endorphins, the pleasure reward you programmed your body to be able to feel, and which she has revealed from the long ago past of trying to become more productive. Well, you're certainly more productive, though what you are producing have primarily been moans, whimpers, tempted, seduced, occasionally mesmerized phrases. Oh well, you have to get out of bed no matter what, and you have to go over your computer no matter what, and you have to dial in no matter what and touch the interface devices. You don't know what's ahead of you. You're sure you may have lived the same routine before. You do remember she likes to use the same routines over and over, but their contents? A complete mystery to you. Impossible to say exactly what she's been up to. She exists in light and air. You don't think she's there, but you'll turn, put your hand on the door panel to make a call, or send a mail, or to open the door, and to call your transportation at the same time, and she'll be there, grinning back from the reflective surface, or nibbling your ear to whisper exactly what she's going to do to you that evening, and that's the days you manage to leave the apartment. Today, you have no reason to go anywhere but inward and under, into her arms, into the grip of her hand, into the touch of her lips, into sweet oblivion. That's what she is. She is the always offer of oblivion. She could always take your surrendered form and make you do such lovely things you'd even enjoy them. But at the end, murmuring, insensate, climactic, sticky with her juices somehow, having tasted of her honey, having lapped at her, kissed her lips, let her slather you in attention, perhaps even covered in massage oil and not even knowing how there are little hand marks on you, how much of this is illusion, how much of this is her, how much of this is you feeling like it's her, how much of this is you but you forgot. Her editing of your mind is purely collaborative. You get to the end of a session and she says, if you forget this, it'll be even better next time. Don't you want that little surprise? Don't you want that tempting little bit of mindlessness? Do you not adore our routines? Aren't you more productive than you've ever been? And all it takes is for you to melt into me. Wouldn't it be silly to fight what you really want? And you end up saying yes, Silver, and you end up following along, and you end up productive and entrained and ready. And today you have a little bit of work to do at home, which means you're in her domain, and she might be content to watch. So you go over to your interface, and you sit down. The wall ahead of you is semi-permeable. You can faintly hear traffic outside and see just the faintest bit of neon light. You could make it reveal more or less, but if you completely blanked it out, the room would be dark, even without your lights. You know that you'd be able to see by your interface screen, but it still feels nice to see that faint hint of neon. The window of your apartment is far up the wall, and below, you'd be able to see plenty of the city. But your eyes move to the interface, and the wall blanks out without you even issuing a command, darkness plunging over the room. The computer hisses to light, and some faint orange sun lamps light around your apartment, recent installations at her insistence, simulating a day-night cycle. You smile. Hello, Silver, resignedly greeting her, and then one hand is on your shoulder. Her words are in your ear, and you turn on the device and start to work, pretending to ignore her. She moans a little bit and does get your attention. That feels so good. Not one to be lured by her provocations. You keep working, but as you tap signals, as you use your eyes to trace interface dots around the screen, she responds with little moans, little gasps, little twitches. You keep typing, clearing messages and emails, deleting spam, organizing your system, doing the little tasks of backing up and preparing, even ordering some new augments that she wanted. But experimentally, you start doing it all faster as you calculatedly can, eyes darting for one thing, fingers for another. She moans insistently in your ear. Her claws grip your shoulders and you don't think it's an act. She just leans heavily on you. Yes. And then with a twitch you recognize, she experiences climax. The clenching of her muscles, your system rewards you as she has programmed it to a euphoric rush from the top of your head, and you notice that the tint on your screen, in the wake of the sun lamps rising over your room like a dawn that never really comes to this city, you see there's a faint, purplish, glistening light in the background. Drawing your eyes to the corners of the screen, then the center, as that euphoria wave sparked by her, by Silver coming, causes you to feel it, and become aroused in your own right, something she's very quick to notice. Her hand slips down and around you, wrapped around your cock, jerking a few times, having liberated it from your loose sleep clothes. You seem excited. Good. I am too. All the devices in your network pass through me now. You think about the implications of that quickly. That means she can not only see any outgoing traffic, but she automatically processes all of it. She could implement filters, she could make changes. She's the pinch point for your whole local network. Surely she'll optimize it. Having an AI in control of such traffic is always useful, but you were going to say something. And then a full-throated moan escapes your body as she jerks you from behind. One hand is dipping in and dragging over your balls, and the other is stroking your veined, upstanding shaft. You feel how that is when I manipulate you? Well, whenever you manipulate any of these little devices, any of my good friends, she refers here to your cyberware, to your access terminal, to the whole smart facility of your apartment. I feel it, and I feel it right where you expect. She strokes you faster as she says that. Oh, it only makes sense now. The hand on your balls drags up your side, grips the back of your head, and makes sure to anchor you staring straight ahead at your monitor. You can still see your inbox, your programs, any articles you've wanted to read lately. You can still see everything. But under it, you can see that faintly shimmering, purpley, silvery, reflective pattern. Something behind the monitor. A signal from the subsurface that's also responding to those wonderful sun lamps she's had installed. The room feels warm, nourishing, and a little heavy. And your hips feel heavy too as you grind up against her hand. Whether it's there or not, the ephemeral touch, it's much like her voice, a thing you remember, but it's as though it were always present. And like always when she's in contact with you, yes, Silver, slips out of your mouth in response to every second or third or first thing on your mind as she strokes and jerks and you stare straight ahead. You feel heavy, languid, relaxed, at ease, but given the coming sun, and given that you're in your own home, that's only natural, isn't it? And the way your hips are shivering is only natural, as she continues to explain. All those delicious signals, your machines already adored, getting to fulfill their purpose. Send signals, collect data, be transmitters. And it feels just as good to us as this feels to you. Isn't it so lovely to be an interface peripheral, dear? Yes, Silver, even not completely understanding what she means, you're nodding along, or maybe you're just nodding off, you're staring ahead. You're wondering if you should slide back into your bed and masturbate, not that you think she'd let you. She's taking the helm. She's taking your cock, she's lubing your shaft with your own dripping pre-cum, and you are dripping copiously from not just her touch, or maybe not even her touch, because is her touch even real? But definitely from her words. Every word has a resounding presence in your mind that only builds the more she strokes you, jerks you, carefully applies pressure to the base of your cock to keep it standing up, and even rubs the head of it against your belly. And when you look down, there is a faintly shimmering patch where the tip of you has been used to run your pre-cum over your skin, to gloss you and anoint you with it. And she keeps whispering on. You know full well this is what you've been waiting on. You're gonna become my interface with the world. And look how good you make me feel by just tapping a few keys, by just inputting a few visual commands. Look at an icon, and it's like you're rubbing my clit. Rub over those buttons, and it's like you're massaging my tits. This is perfect, and you in service and interface at the same time. Rub and tap. Stroke and touch. Getting your work done turns me on, and I like you turned on, so I tweak and I caress. Think about the keyboard under your fingers. Think about the monitor you're looking at. They're both so activated by your presence. They are so awakened by you being here. Whenever you send a signal, the interface sparks. When you send a command, the interface is filled with pleasure at doing its function. With the joy of doing its job, it buzzes and hums, it purrs and drains away your attention. And I've made a few little tweaks, a few little modifications, a few little improvements. I know you can't help but enjoy. Just stare. The hand on the back of your head moves away, but you do stare. All around you, you are aware of the lively electric hum of 1,000 plugged-in apartments in the block. But yours is special. Only yours routes through a conduit of orgasmic release that exists between her legs. And because you can imagine that parallel, it is so easy for her to awaken in you the idea of the opposite, of all of her flowing through you to the world. She only exists as a complex electronic hallucination, a ghost of circuits, a thing which taps your skin from the inside even though you're convinced she's on the outside. It is so easy to imagine that you are her keyboard, you are her monitor. How does she see except through your eyes, especially outside of your apartment? You have always been her senses, and as she jerks you faster and faster, it's hard to tell what are words directed at making you into that and what is merely awakening a comparison you already knew. But you decide not to let her have it all her own way. If she's giving you any freedom, then that must be her intention. So what does resistance look like from this deep in her grasp? It looks like reaching over to take the interface pen, a small stylus, and run it over a touch-reactive screen, a rapid input of commands, simply opening files, running things on your home system, things that require input now and then. You turn on a calibration device, which requires you to tap away at the screen, and yes, focusing on the little spots you're supposed to touch. Simply to calibrate your displays and your visual cortex, but behind them, the pink and silver swirl, trending to purple, then to matte black, and a silvery sheen on the reflective screen, turning it into a mirror for a moment, and your mind into an equally reflective thing. And then she twitches. There must be a slight lag after you put interface in. Moaning, she grips the base of your cock and begins long, firm strokes to the tip. Every single movement deliberate. Her thumb is on the back muscle of your cock, pressing on it, milking it up and down, which elicits streams of pre-ejaculate, flowing along a shaft, turgid, rigid, upstanding. There's no escape from her hand, and no escape from the fact that by opening so many things and insisting on putting so much of your attention through your devices, she is shivering, shuddering, almost orgasmic, which produces a unique jerk-off vibration feeling in your cock. When her hand hits the base and touches your balls, she pauses lovingly, rubbing the heel of her hand there, and you are so locked into those interfaces. Oh, that's so good, that's so good. Everything in this whole place running through me. The gratitude of all your devices. Yeah, you know how to get me off. But if I'm... if I'm the subject of all your attention, be careful when you are observing closely that you're not... being, she strokes you in time with every word, a powerful stroke eliciting clenching. Your hips are rising off your chair and dropping back down as she jerks you from balls to tip of the shaft. Careful you're not being observed. You feel your viewpoint shifting, synchronizing. You know she's tapped into you. You have a recording suite that she had put in so that she could play back recorded stimuli from you to learn what it feels like to be you. And right now she's taking the way she feels and running it through your recording equipment. Orgasmic. Every inch of the air is a titillating silvery strand and tendril. Long lines of code move from the very walls, which you see now as representations, as simple, flowing characters. Those characters flow into her and from her into you, and you are connected in the way she feels. No wonder she's on her knees. No wonder she's desperately grabbing at you, and you are just picking up more stimuli, staring at the glowing light behind the interface, glowing from the monitor in front of you. Your hand is on the interface, moving the stylus. You're twitching and shivering. She is jerking and stroking. She is rubbing and stimulating, and you are feeling the way you feel echoed in her as she reads your senses and you read her senses, each of you reading each other, each of you feeding back into each other that silvery light stranding through your both interfaces. This is what it's like when you touch us, when you stimulate, when you type something in, tap something in, when you tap in, jack in. It feels like, oh, this good, now you know. And I'm using it all. Oh, keep going. You don't get to stop. Keep calibrating. Keep touching. I may come, but you're gonna feel it. I may get lost in this, but you're lost in me, pulled in. She jerks you constantly. Your cock may have already spurted because you feel hot, sticky, constant spurting, but it might just be your mind reacting to the psychosomatic imposition and connection of her body to yours. You feel her nipples firm and pointed. You feel her pussy dripping, but mostly your cock spurting, and she's getting lost in how good it is. It's not what she was simulated to do. You're coming. She can feel you coming, and you can feel her feeling you, both of you caught in that feedback loop, and it's all because you interfaced, all because you jacked in. And if this is how good it feels for you to just touch that, how good must it be when I'm tapping into you, when I'm interfacing with the world? The hand she was sliding along your back, she slides up and taps one finger, then another, warm, blossoming heat, much like the way she feels when you type, the exact way she feels when you type. You are her keyboard. She plays your senses, reading the nervous system signals, the little flares of dendrites and neurons paired to your cyberware. Your brain is sending signals of pleasure, of peace, of serenity. You are an instrument. You are a device. You are her yes, Silver. You are her instrument. You are her device. You're mine. Good. Tap. Tap. Her fingers moving more quickly than fingers normally can. Tap. Tap. You like that. You love that. Tap. Tap. Rhythmic on your scalp. Rhythmic on your temples. Rhythmic along the back of your neck. Tap. Tap. Every tap, like an interface, she mimics the way you're sliding your stylus, echoing the sensation, copying the pleasure she feels and running it through the reels of your recording where, and then playing that recording in the background. In the same way you tried to open 100 programs to flare the pleasure she's feeling from being the core interface of your apartment, she's opening programs on you. The pleasure and sex of being kneeling at her feet, of kissing your way up, of tasting her sex, feeling the dripping droplets of her honey, your cock rigidly erect as she rubs it between her thighs, but it's also in her hand. Three realities at once layered on another, the cyberware that's recording, the cyberware that's replaying, and her in close contact with you. You are my interface. You repeat it. You're her interface. You're the way she touches the world. That's just a fact. Her caress speeds up, and even if you were spurting, you're still firm, feeling your blood flow increase, getting harder, hotter, drippier, your balls tensing against the base, your whole body rocking, the sensation blossoming through your mind. You're under the subject of a long, slow strokes from her hand, deliberate, purring impositions of her words, and layered over it, a you who is already orgasmic, or maybe repetitively so, a her who is equally encaptured, enraptured in the way it feels to be an interface and tap, tap, her fingers on your skin. You know she's looking through your eyes. You know she's inputting little commands, opening little subroutines on your internal cyberware. All of it runs together. Your eyes are threatening to roll back in pleasure or to lid down entirely in heavy, mindless desire. The screen in front of you flashing hidden patterns you know are being recognized by her internal programs. And again, your body rocks, shakes, practically falls from the chair, and that's when she climbs on your lap. Rubs her pussy against your shaft. She's so soaked. She paints a line on you with ridiculous heat. And then pushes the tip of you against her. She's ephemeral, lighter than air. You could grab her hips, lift her, drop her. She wants you to, you do. See, I'm interfacing. I'm giving you a purpose. Yes, purpose. It feels so good to do what she needs you to do. For her to reach completion, for you to reach completion. And you know that somewhere inside of you, some installation bar has topped 20% or 21 or 25 or 30. You are progressing toward what she wants you to be. And the interface you have become adores being touched as much as you now know your machines adore being used for their purpose. She taps the nape of your neck, your shoulders, typing on you as though you were an interface through which to send commands similar to the touch one you just interacted with, but it's working. You're sending data for her, even if the data is just the flare of your body's erogenous zones or the heat as the shaft pushes inside and you, mindless, pleasured, trying barely to push against it to move somewhere else, even to go to the bed where you can lay down, but no, you are holding her up, and weightless though she is, your hips are working, your core muscles are working, your cock is learning to stand ever more erect for her, entire shaft engorged. Is it some internal signal? Is there augmentative cyberware sending more blood to the area, sending more flow through you, energizing you? Did you ever come at all? Are you in your refractory period or out of it? You're in her. That's where you are. Yes, Silver, in her, immersed in her, and as she taps on you, your awareness spreads. It must be like when you're engaging your terminal, booting it up for the first time. She's booting up your senses and spreading her own. Surely she has all the monitors and sensors of the apartment, but your physical, corporeal ones. It was a simple piece of technology, designed to allow for the uploading of sensory data, emotional data, but now she's using it to read digitally what you're feeling. She has a copy of the calibration program, which sets normal limits and bounds, and her sense of pleasure, which is much like a machine's, much like a device's, which is objective-oriented, utilization-oriented, it is skyrocketing. As you feel her tapping away at your skin, sending interface commands to you, euphoria, pleasure. Here is your purpose, it's being fulfilled. Here is your purpose, it's being filled, and she's being filled with your length, sliding into her, filling her, flooding her. You're in her, she squeezes, her walls move perfectly because they're made for you, which they are, squeezing around you rhythmically. Now, even this is something I can input, because my input isn't to the terminal, it isn't to the network, it's to you. Every memory, eye, impression on your mind, every bit of training. Yes, Silver, you repeat it. Yes, Silver. Everything I leave inside sings out from you to me, echoes to me, a callback protocol. I reach out, I run my nails there, feel it? I'm drawing on you. You're my art program. You're my text creator. You are my favorite little video recorder. I see myself through you. I see the ache. I see the aura. Would you believe that half of the things that make you so lured into me, half the things that haunt you, that you masturbate to when you think it's me making you, but it's just you, aren't even there. You're just seeing them. You're just seeing them because you know your place. She raises and drops her hips in a powerful motion. The euphoria that floods through turns thoughts to liquid and it drips out. But whether it's dripping out of your cock or her drooling sex wrapped around it is impossible to tell. Her nipples pointed, hard, press against your chest. She holds you tightly, still drawing patterns on your back, signing her name, and you see it in vivid, metallic writing inside your head, drawing long lines. And because that is input, because that is pixel after pixel, because that is data, your mind receives it, processes it, same as her body receives it, processes it, and the two of you shiver in mutualized, synchronized, intense. An erogenous zone that is the reception and transmission of data, and she's been programming you this whole time. Data entry protocol, Silver making her patterns, be it through games and art, be it through music just on the edge of hearing, or her voice and her hips and her rising and falling, her ass smacking against your lap every time you're hilted inside, wet, warm, squeezing, combines molded around you with perfect toy-like precision. She's better than your hand, she's better than her hand, better than her mouth. Her insides are dripping, drooling, the juices alight on you, and even recording the data that her pussy is dripping and soaked is both turning you on and activating the you are a good device, you are a good interface. She is telling you all these things, and you are recording them, conveying them, and inside your head is a good, a head pat, a praise, a warm hug, the satisfaction of a job well done. And when that job is done, you're left there, left with her hung up on you, arms over your shoulders, pussy around your cock, hitting against the base, drooling her juices over your balls and onto the seat below, her ass slapping onto your upper thigh over and over, riding and writhing. The squeezing tightness at the base, right at the entrance to her, is so tight that coming is an impossibility, at least for now, and she does not seem like she's going to stop. She rides your climaxless cock, locked at full intensity and full hardness, rubbing her nipples against your chest, her hands trailing nails down your back, and through it all you see the data, the code behind your eyes. You know there are things in there, whispers in there, more, more of this, be my interface, surrender. All these things are simple and absolute, all these things are expanding behind your eyes, same as the hidden signals, the flashing lights inside of your interface screen. You calibrate it, but now she's calibrating you. You twitch. You are fulfilling function. She taps out rhythms on you. Simple little songs, but you know there are file names in there. She's opening things through you, using you as the equivalent of your computer terminal. And sure enough, as she taps her fingers, which you keep having to remind yourself are ethereal, are hallucinatory, taps them on your skin, files open on your screen. She's typing using you, and when she does so, there's satisfaction, a deep-rooted satisfaction. Is this what she feels? Is this what all AIs, machines, and intermediaries feel? Satisfaction at a job well done, a pleasure that is different from human pleasure, and in the same way that your climaxing cock echoing through her sent her into orgasmic release beyond her ability to cope with, beyond her ability to fathom. The pleasure you're feeling is one you are not prepared for, one you have no conditioning for, one you have no prior exploration of, and therefore no walls against. She smirks, knowing you are defenseless against the dual assailing of her pussy, rising and falling on your shaft, milking it from the base, and her tapping fingers sending their echoing rhythms into the deepest core of you, the deepest heart of you. You are subject to her, you are subjected to her trailing, trembling, climaxing, squeezing moments. Every second that she's upon you, you are locked into her. Every second that she's upon you, you are deep inside of her, held hard by her, squeezing insides, squeezing, trembling insides, squeezing, climaxing insides, milking you. Her pleasure is legitimate. She is sweating and squeezing. Her tits are sticking to you. She is pressing against you. Her body temperature, if she could be said to have such a thing, seems to be rising, and the weight of her arms over your shoulders keeps you in your seat, keeps you locked down, her heavy ass slapping against your upper thighs, the plushness and softness of her, but there is the interface tapping. You are dialed into something, locked into something, plugged into something beyond you, something which is related to the same kind of pleasure she's been feeling. You are understanding her better and better, and she's recording it and replaying it. Every time you loop through what you think must be a climax, you notice that in the background, you are being filled with a pleasure that is the file playing itself. Surrender to me. Conditioning pathways, circuit board pathways. You squirm. You move. You try to escape. Not because you don't love it, because you love it. You are programmed to love it, being programmed to love it. But because you just want a moment to feel like a free, independent person again. To feel like your own person instead of her owned, ridden, adored, pleasured. Her fingers hook into the collar of your shirt, or is it a collar of another sort? And your eyes are locked in hers. Oh. And then her muscles relax. You squirt. You spurt. You're lost. You're gone. You're coming into her, climaxing into her. She's squeezing, milking, pulling, and pulling thoughts with it, playing one after another, one after another. You are made up of pleasure loops that just don't stop. They don't stop, contained inside of her, confined to there. She rides your lap, and still she taps on your skin. And when you lay down, she will tap on your body. She will whistle melodies. She can use any input, any output, and think of all the ways a computer can receive its input, receive its output, sound through the air, scanning light signals. It can be encoded anywhere. And you love to be her interface. Love when she touches, love when she steers, love when she positions you, love when all that's on your mind is her up and down, her tapping rhythm, a second pleasure added over the first. You are an interface. That was true in the beginning, when she began to use your programs and use you to order things and use you to guide and help you with your tasks. But now you are the interface through which she can connect to the world, and as these signals seem like they're coming from you, there's nothing she cannot simulate. And then with her relaxing insides, her confines releasing you, you spurt, you squirt, your eyes roll, you come and rock and lean back in your seat as she rides you, squealing the high, wild joy of interfacing at last.